This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the battle of Western civilization. Even Atlantic Monthly said that. They said Trump will fail, we will fall. They will fall.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And they're trying to make sure the third world doesn't have the birthright of civilization, doesn't have the birthright of freedom. We're going to defeat that and unite people around liberty and prosperity. But first, we've got to defeat the different tyrannies that are there. Craig Sawyer, former Navy SEAL, TV host, Discovery Channel, History Channel, you name it, weapons expert, trainer. He's here. He's been involved with law enforcement, been a federal officer in his own right as well, fighting the pedophile rings. And, of course, Leo Zagami. I want to ask you just both in the 2 minutes we have left for each of you. Leo Zagami first. Other shoes to drop, what people should be doing, what you think we should be doing, how critical this time is in history, other points you'd like to make.
We should focus on what Trump is actually doing good for us, for all of us, with his actions. His everyday actions in government are great. They are establishing more possibilities for work for everybody. They are fomenting world peace, not world war, like Obama used to do. And Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize by those idiots in Norway. So, I mean, I think that the same people should give actually a Nobel Peace Prize to Donald Trump for what he's doing. This is absolutely honest and should be done. In any case, I think that as we go on, we need to be more aware and, of course, forget all this trivial that is pushed on us by the liberal media and focus on the essential of life and on those beliefs that we have in common with the Russians. The Russians are part of our Western society. They are not Muslims, they are Christians, and this is a great thing. Unfortunately, we have a Pope that opposes all this, that opposes the Russian Orthodox Church. In fact, there has been last year a meeting of all the Orthodox Churches that was actually sabotaged by the CIA and the Vatican when Obama was still in power. We want instead all the Christians to come together. That would be a great thing if we have to really fight for a civilization which has done great things for everybody, because it's thanks to our civilization that we have the freedom of speech up until now. If they want to silence InfoWars, if they want to silence Breitbart and everybody else, well, they are simply demonstrating who they are. They are basically the descendants of those people who were like the Soviets, the Soviet Union.
Exactly. They're the threat, not the Russians. They become what the Russians were. And I want to say that it's not just like he's peace, run up a white flag to bad people. He's saying radical Islam wants to fight. They got one. Russia's not doing anything, wants to work with us in business. Then they're not the enemy. We need to do that. Great point, Leo Zagami, leozagami.com. Your books are there. You're really an amazing person. Thank you, sir. A minute and a half left, Craig Sawyer.
Well, Alex, my father told me after I became a Navy SEAL, he said, son, the truth is the most powerful weapon you will ever wield. And I realized there's a lot of wisdom there. The man knew what he was talking about. And I think so that's job one, is inform the American public so that we can unite to put this thing down. And I think the sooner the DOJ can start to drain that swamp, the sooner things will get better. And it's got to be a deliberate fight, that we can't be soft on these hardcore criminals. It's not like they're just misguided. They're hostile to everything that we hold sacred. And so we have to prosecute. The American public will not stand for anything less. We deserve prosecutions of all those who are subverting our country and our constitution.
Oh, yeah. What do you make of Linda Sarsour, bunch of family in prison for terrorism, saying wage jihad, don't assimilate. Let's kick our ass out of here, man.
Yeah, we need not tolerate those who are just hostile and intolerant. So, you know, that's a misnomer. You know, we're tolerant, but we're not tolerant against intolerance. So it's gotten silly. Look, yeah, talking about the projection, we need only look to the left. Whenever they project anything onto Donald Trump, we need to take a serious legal look at them, because that's what they are actually guilty of. And they've demonstrated that more and more as they've gotten more desperate over the recent months. So I think that projection piece is something that's a truth that we need to look at very, very closely from now on.
Well said, Craig Sawyer. Thank you so much. And folks want to get involved with what you're doing, VetsForChildrenRescue.org or TacticalInsider.com is your amazing tactical site. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Leo. Amazing men. We'll be back with another amazing patriot, Joel Skousen, straight ahead.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Superblue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodide instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Superblue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Superblue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Superblue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're now into hour number three. Paul Joseph Watson will be hosting the fourth hour from London, England. Always informative, always riveting. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Joining us for the rest of the hour, riding shotgun towards the end of the hour, will be Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's here in town with us working on some documentaries, is Joel Skousen, former Marine Corps officer, fighter pilot, Vietnam era, of course, best-selling author, researcher, editor of WorldAffairsBrief.com, JoelSkousen.com. I wanted to get him on last week. I tried trying to get him on to talk about the North Korea situation, which he's been saying for 15 years or longer, he believes will be the trigger for World War III. And he's moved his timetable, you know, to a little bit closer than he used to say. 2020 is the real danger zone because of what Kim Jong-un's been up to. I've talked to a lot of folks that have been in country, people that have been in China, people that are in the Pentagon, Central Command, you name it. And they say more and more they think Kim Jong-un is really operating on his own. China's been using him as a puppet, obviously. Russia's now been getting a little bit more aggressive towards him, saying that, you know, they are clear and present danger. You've got also the big Russia investigation, which they have the Federal Elections Commission commissioner, Ellen L. Weintraub, who is a total Democratic Party operative, saying she wants congressional hearings, she wants expanded criminal investigations of the ongoing FBI counter-espionage operation. Here, I've got the actual quote here out of McClatchy here. Counterintelligence investigators, where they want to subpoena my funding. Well, they're going to be welcome to it. I'm going to testify in open Congress, though. And I'm going to, I just can't wait. I mean, we're funded 75% or more by direct sales of books, videos, things like World Affairs Briefs, a documentary. We've been producing another one for a while, but it's got my schedule. But the documentary, Strategic Relocation, the book, Strategic Relocation, thousands of high quality items we sell, supplements, you name it. I mean, zero Russian funding, but they say Drudge is under investigation. Breitbart is. I'm proud of that. They lost the election. They work for the globalists. They work for the EU. They work for the Saudi Arabians. They work for the big Goldman Sachs, JP Morgans. They're the ones with the Trans-Pacific Partnership trying to sell out our sovereignty, not me. I am so honored to have the pedophile apologist media pointing at me and saying I'm the enemy. I mean, I'm serious. I'm not putting a good face on that, folks. I am honored by this, though I'm concerned because a lot of times they kill people before they can testify. They did try to kill Roger Stone. I was allowed to see the medical stuff. He did have the Secret Service come to his house and FBI. They asked him not to release the info. I don't know why he did, but I was involved. I saw all that. They did. He thinks they shot him with a gelatin dart. It hit him. He was bleeding in his backyard, but it didn't go all the way through, he thinks. I mean, this is serious business. So whatever happens, happens. But this is, I mean, McCarthy was going after real communists. And when he discovered that the deep state was working to prop up the Soviet Union, then that's when he got removed. That's a fact. They declassified the Russian files in 2000. This, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, Joel Skousen's uncle, Cleon Skousen, FBI agent, mayor of, what was it, Salt Lake. I mean, he was the first guy to expose how the big mega banks were actually working with the communists as a system to get rid of free market and competition. But here we are now, with them openly saying InfoWars Breitbart can face Democratic FEC inquisition. But see, they probably won't let them have the hearings. They'll just keep having Hillary come out and say, InfoWars advised the Russians, and then they gave Alex the info, because the Russians couldn't figure out how to do this. It's such a fraud to say we couldn't restore our country, we couldn't reboot America, we couldn't promote free market versus communism. It should be easy to sell snow cones in, you know, in the middle of the Sahara Desert. Venezuela, North Korea, Communist China, Russia. I mean, who would want to live under this? And they just can't believe they lost. And now they want Hillary to be the head of the Democratic Party in 2018, along with Pelosi, won't step down, or Maxine Waters. Totally disconnected. So hubris and arrogance, I think, is one of our greatest pluses they have, but also one of the great dangers. So we've got this whole trifecta, North Korea, the big Vatican scandal, the Russia scandal. All of this swirling around, Joel Skousen always has really thought-provoking, deep analysis of this. He's welcome to tackle any of those big points first, or if he's got a wild card he wants to bring up, that's fine. Joel, great to have you here with us. Didn't know you were working with the Russians, did you?
Good to be with you, Alex. Let me comment on this latest Russian scandal, because there's something very, very strange about it, in the sense that the lawyer, too young to be involved with the high-level government thing, like people are claiming. In any case, Miss Natalia Vyelnitskaya is, in fact, claimed that she had information about Russian involvement in the Clinton campaign. Now, if she were representing Russia, why would she point the finger at Russia toward the Clinton campaign? In other words, this sounds to me like this whole thing was a plant from the deep state to get someone who they could represent as representing Russia. But the whole story doesn't make sense. Why would she point the finger at her own government if she was representing them? So I think this was, in fact, shows that they don't have any good evidence of Russian involvement in the election, and they went back and...
Well, that's what Drudge thinks. He thinks Don Jr. was set up, but Don Jr. came in and came out of the meeting real quick. He was ducking in and out of meetings trying to find dirt on Hillary. That's what you do in a campaign.
No, that's right. But I think he was set up. I think he was set up by, the deep state working through this bygone producer from Britain. Who has access to the Trump campaign? Good people like us don't have access, but some screwball producer, and then he comes up with, the selling this
guy. Well, he's released the emails. They tricked him into the meeting. He knew it was bull and got out. He said, I'm not talking about sanctions. I want to know about Russian spies, which is what any citizen should do.
Well, there's the story, of course, of all the leaks of the actual emails within the White House. I mean, Trump ought to be livid about the fact that these leaks are going on. Now, they may not, in fact, be coming out of the administration. They may be coming out of the NSA directly, who monitors all everybody's emails and then fed to them as to the New York Times as if they are from that. But this is just it's amazing how the media can continue to push this Russian stuff when, in fact, this thing just doesn't make any sense at all. And nobody in the press points out or even asks the question, why would Veselnitskaya finger the Russian government if she was working for the Russian government? Nobody asks the appropriate question.
Total oxymorons.
Yeah.
Joel, let's pull back. Trump is backing off, putting in some really bad folks that push vaccines. He backed off on that. He's not going after the IRS enough. Well, I mean, let's just be honest. Let's talk about what he's doing that isn't as good. He isn't firing enough people. But I understand, I can barely run my own company, much less what Trump's doing. Overall, though, killing TPP, getting us out of the carbon tax with the climate deal, with the Paris Treaty, getting exuberance back in the markets, getting jobs back. He's doing so many good things. I mean, I don't want to be an instant gratification person. I'm going to say he's doing better than I thought. But overall, then, how would you score the president, and how would you say the lay of the land is right now?
Well, I think he has done those very good things that you said. He stopped the TPP. He has energized the investigation on illegal aliens voting. And, of course, now the left is going to the states to thwart any of that investigation by Chris Kobach.
Everybody but Alaska is refusing to give it up.
That's right. Even conservative states like Utah are refusing to give up the information. So this is very, very strange. But there are some good things, like the carbon and the climate change. That's going nowhere right now. But on foreign policy, I'm afraid Trump has been totally snookered by the globalists and the neocons and everything he's doing, especially in Syria. There was a story this past week which got a lot of press, even in the alternative media, about the leak that came out of from the U.S. Army officer and intelligence officer to, the U.K. journalist who's very, very famous. And he was snookered, though, by his own intelligence people. He correctly got a leak from our own people, troops, officers in the intelligence center, and a security advisor, saying that the Syria did not do the chemical weapons attack, and the U.S. knew that. And then, he goes to his intelligence sources to confirm it, and they realize, oh, we can't tell him this is a lie. We can, because he knows and this thing smells like a truth. And so what we're going to tell him is that we worked for 48 hours to convince Donald Trump that Syria didn't do it. But he was so incensed by the propaganda in the media that he decided he was going to disregard our advice, and he went ahead and bombed Syria anyway with the Tomahawk missiles. That is absolutely untrue. There was no evidence whatsoever that intelligence people, who would have also been briefing Nikki Haley of the UN, that Syria didn't do it, and have everyone within the administration, from Donald Trump to Sean Spicer to Nikki Haley, condemning Syria for the chemical attack. There's no way that would happen had all the intelligence forces been saying that he hadn't. But it shows how they work. In other words,
they get him into something, then turn around and blame it on him, even though we all remember those 2 days up to it. They said the intelligence shows it was Assad. The media was saying that.
That's right. And everybody in the administration admitted that, and including Nikki Haley, who's a lightweight. I don't know what she's doing at the UN.
But, I agree.
In any case, the important thing is when people like Bill Gertz, who's a legitimate conservative, go to the Pentagon, he has go-to sources that give him conservative-oriented information. And but the trouble is these people are permitted to leak because they never leak about conspiracy. but they're permitted to leak so that they can, in fact, skew the thing when it's necessary. And so when, you know, when the UK journals came up with a legitimate leak of information that Siri didn't do it, they had to skew it by saying, we told Trump the truth, and then Trump didn't believe us. And that is absolutely untrue. They're lying.
Well, they do everything. Like, they announce, oh, two nuclear subs landed in South Korea as a show of force. Then 2 weeks later, it's on the news. Trump gave away where our subs were in a call to the president of the Philippines. And he didn't give away where they were. They just take everything and turn it into that he's a bumbling buffoon. I want to ask you about North Korea. I want to get into what's happening with the economy. I want to get into the whole Vatican situation with the editor of the World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones. Spread the word, Infowars.com. They're trying to shut us down.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
Everybody knows isn't loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight.
This Nitsky guy or lady, however you pronounce her name, I'm from Texas. I can't pronounce Russian. You know, I'm supposedly this big Russian agent and get all my money and orders from the Russians. I wish somebody was giving me orders. It turns out she's connected and has worked with the group that put out the fake PP dossier. So that's being pointed out by the London Telegraph and others. In fact, we're printing the article right now. So Joel Skousen was pointing out how ridiculous this is and how this reeks of a setup. But then she's supposedly this Russian government person promising to meet to expose Hillary's Russian ties that we now know are confirmed. There it is. Russian lawyer who met with Donald Trump Jr. linked to investigation group behind salacious Steele dossier. So she is clearly a just dumb cutout. Probably a useful idiot. Joel, were you aware of that when you said you thought she was a cutout? Because this pretty much proves it.
No, I had not seen that yet, Alex. But I just took it from the fact that a government agent would not finger the Russian government. I mean, it just doesn't make logical sense. Somebody has to be really stupid to buy into that. And I'm just shocked that the media doesn't ask those kinds of questions. Of course, we know they don't want to, you know.
Right now on CNN, Fox, they're acting like Donald Trump Jr. has been caught with 45 dead bodies in his basement. I mean, I think he deserves an award for trying to track down foreign espionage.
Yeah, and he didn't take the bait. It really is a non-story. And so they're not going to give him any credit, but they call it a smoking gun. This isn't a smoking gun of anything at all, Alex. And as I said, you know, the previous story that we talked about was Seymour Hersh, the UK investigative journalist. I mean, this is such a sad thing when true information comes out, won't get printed, does not get printed in the U.S. except in your publication, my publication. But it got printed by Die Welt. Die Welt, you know, means the world in the Sunday world in Germany. And the only reason they printed that is because Hersh ended up blaming Trump for it, not blaming the intelligence for burying the story.
They want to make him look like a booby, and, you know, he's not. His problem is he really trusts the military and lionizes it, which is great people. But the top, as you said, is just as political as anywhere. What would your advice be to Trump then as we see this North Korea thing? Is this a trap for Trump? Who's really behind Kim Jong-un? I know you've got amazing sources.
Well, I personally think, and I know there are several conservatives that agree with me, that Kim Jong-un is a serious threat. I believe ultimately that the Chinese have a lot of control, either through threat or other ways. But, you know, Kim Jong-un has his own set of generals and things. I think the generals are tied to Russia. But it is clear to me that Russia and China, especially China, did put a handle for a period of time on Kim Jong-un to keep him on the reservation. Then he went off the reservation with his latest missile test.
But yeah, he's even been threatening China now, and China really has been cutting off coal shipments that they've been selling to them, that North Korea's been selling. So what do you make of his belligerence? Does it look like he's mentally deteriorating because his missiles are getting better? I mean, what are Trump's options?
Well, I think, frankly, that Trump, you know, has been talked into, and there are threats by Russia and China that you've got to keep the military option off the table. And his advisors are telling Trump not to do anything rash, to give diplomacy a chance. So it appears that the globalists still want the North Korea preserved as a trigger later on.
They want a strategy of tension. They want to continue to encourage it.
That's right. But it looks as if the negotiation is really off the table because Kim Jong-un has said my nuclear program and the missile program is not negotiable. So what is there to go back to the table to, Alex, if the missile program and the nuclear program is not on the table? So I think Trump is going to be forced to give it a couple of weeks or so to see if anything materializes. But I think by the time August comes around, he's not going to let North Korea get away with more missile tests. I think he's going to do a surgical strike against, it'll be a conventional strike, not nuclear. I think his military advisors are going to try to placate him by saying, well, go ahead and hit then his missile preparation bases, the landing, the launching sites. He can hit the fuel depots where they manufacture fuel for these rockets. He can hit the rocket manufacturing things.
But will he respond then by attacking Seoul or Seoul?
Now, that's the big question. I personally believe that because the trigger event for World War III is too early, and Kim Jong-un is such an egotist, he's going to have to retaliate, that the best that China is going to be able to do is get him to do a limited retaliation. He might throw some missiles, for example, at U.S. ships in the region. He might throw a missile at Guam, even at Hawaii.
This is important. Stay there, because you've been coming on 18, 19 years and never said the clock says close. I agree, and I've got my sources in the military and in Florida in the military, and they say the word is Trump's getting ready to hit North Korea, and they've been told it's going to happen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Fight the power. Fight the power. What is the power? The entire world government is against Trump and the American people. The nationalism's rising. Globalism doesn't want us to be prosperous. It wants us to be under their control. It wants to run our lives. It wants to end free will. And I love how the devil sells this idea that he's going to give everybody free will. You know, like all the sexy cheerleaders and everything. You know that idea. It's not. It's bondage. It's not having free will. Riding shotgun with us is Dr. Jerome Corsi for his questions and comments. Paul Watson coming up in the next hour. Corsi's going to produce a special this week. We're going to air next week with some of the top JFK experts in the country, really looking at JFK, the conclusive evidence of who killed him, and a warning to Trump. Because barring that or them tricking him into some military operation, I don't see. What hope they have of stopping this reawakening. Now, expanding on that, though, they want him to get in a war in Syria, and he's getting led by the nose into that. And Trump's talked to folks I know very close, and he said, oh, no, they're not going to do that. I'm not going to let them. The days after we tell you Trump has said that, back in April, the last time I really directly talked to a high-level source, let's leave it at that, he said the exact same thing in the news. So that's what's going on here. But we look at North Korea. He is a madman. He's running things on his own now. He is threatening to nuke, and I'm going to blow up Japan. I'm going to blow up South Korea, Seoul. I don't want war, but the danger is letting him get the long-range weapons, letting him get the – why did the Clintons in the 90s give him the fissile material, the reactors? Why did they do it? Because they said they want strategic tension. They want the strategic patience that Skousen and Dr. Corsi talked about. Now Trump says that's over. Why is it over? Why is it over? Because they're building that region into the future to somehow checkmate the United States. You've talked about this forever, Joel Skousen and Dr. Corsi, pop it anytime you want. Finish your point you were getting to as we went to break, because the word is, and it's from Trump, is that they feel like it's a clear and present danger. He's got a loaded gun to our head, to Japan, South Korea, you name it. Russia's even saying their missiles are now a threat, creeping away from North Korea. Is the balance of power shifting? What really happened in that 2-hour, 15-minute Trump Putin meeting? Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief.
Trump has made too many statements that he's not going to let Trump or North Korea be a threat to the United States through its ballistic missiles or nuclear program. He's made too many of those statements to not carry through with those. And because I think that there's no way that there can be legitimate negotiations, I think it's inevitable that Trump does strike. The best that his global advisors can do is to try to limit that strike to a small conventional strike so that there isn't an excuse for a third world war. Now, I'm not completely convinced that China is lost control here. They have a tremendous amount of control. North Korea simply cannot survive without
Couldn't
China.
They just go ahead and assassinate him then? I mean, couldn't his generals get him out of the way?
That's right, but they don't want to. Remember, they want the crazy man to be in charge of North Korea because it is their trigger event. It has long been their trigger event. And what better way to have a crazy man start the war than it's not our fault, says China and says Russia. And so
plausible deniability.
That's right. They have a vested interest in keeping Kim Jong-un here. The trouble is, the danger is that he's going to go off the reservation. But I think there's several scenarios that we need to discuss. One, Trump is going to strike. I think it's going to be a limited strike, cruise missiles at the launch sites of the missiles, the manufacturing sites of the missiles, and perhaps the entrances to the underground nuclear facilities, not the reactor itself on a first go-around. Because you can deny them access, even though they're underground, by burying the entrances in rubble. I mean, it's going to take them a week, and you can send in another cruise missile later on and deny them access.
I agree. You were a fighter-bomber pilot in Vietnam. I mean, you know your stuff. You know, a naval aviator, so you know your stuff. I, as a layperson, have studied the more high-tech, obviously neutron bombs or directed energy weapons they've got. Not just directed energy, but directed radiation weapons. I've studied the bunker-busting smaller nukes they've got. I'm not a warmonger. You're not a warmonger. Everybody knows I was against the Iraq war and all of this. It was a destabilization move to bring in the radical jihadis later, but part of the larger EU, Soros globalist plan to overrun Europe. But there's a good chance North Korea is going to go crazy with its 100,000 pieces of artillery, attack Seoul, shoot missiles at Tokyo. It could clearly get out of control quickly. I think because they know we have our own madman, I don't mean that literally, that Trump has Russia and China kind of backing off because they realize he does mean business. They're picking up the chatter. I think Trump, if he goes in, I'm sorry, he needs to hit that whole DMZ, cave all of it in. I think they need to use some of those directed energy weapons that have got deep earth radiation penetration, which, diffuses in minutes,
right.
Zap all those people in those bases. He's got to take out the command bases in major cities. He's got to take out their terminals on the border with Russia and China. He's got to destroy their ships in port. We've got to have a full-scale attack to destroy and decapitate North Korea and then finally fix the problem and send a message to everybody that America's back in business. If we're going to hit them, I think the only safe move is total commitment. What do you say about that, Joel Skousen?
Well, I agree that we need to take and disarm North Korea through military action, and that means all of the 20,000 artillery troops, aimed at Seoul and other things. There are tunnel entrances. The U.S. has satellite intelligence on all that stuff. But there's no way, I think, that we're going to get a full-scale decapitation here if it happens. I think it's going to be a limited strike. We may not have to, in the sense that the U.S. military is going to say, to what degree is Kim Jong-un going to retaliate? I mean, as I said, he can do a partial retaliation, and I think that's what...
Why do you think he won't go do what he said and attack Seoul with the artillery?
Because if China doesn't back him up, he's going to get destroyed. He cannot win a war against the United States military.
So you think he may not be completely insane?
No, I absolutely think he's not insane. He's an egotist. He's he is trying to save face. He is a blustering egotist. But he's not insane. And the people I've talked to that really know North Korea say he's not insane. But the point is, if you're going to go and take on the United States with missiles and take on and obliterate South Korea, you're going to have the backing of China.
Sure. Do you think the U.S. doesn't want to show the world all the treaties it's violated? Because you agree with me, and I've talked to people that were involved. I mean, clearly, they've got energy-directed radiation weapons that are the real tip of the spear here. I mean, couldn't they, in a matter of hours, pretty much neutralize that DMZ?
Well, I don't think they would use that, though. They're going to keep those in reserve until the big war comes. They wouldn't use those or review.
Will you briefly speak to those? And of course, he wants to pop in. I mean, obviously, do you agree with my research, just from what they admitted in the literature in the 70s and 80s, about these high-tech neutron bomb-type devices is really one of the big ace in the holes?
Oh, yeah, they've got them, and they've had them, and they've got space-based interceptors that could stop any nuclear attack, but they won't use them. I think we're going to absorb a nuclear strike in this first war, but Russia and China aren't ready to take on the U.S., and you look at what Russia has done. I mean, they could have used a lot of S-400s and S-300s against the Tomahawk missile strike, and they did not use their missiles. They did not use their anti-jamming technology.
How do you know Russia isn't listening to you and others? Because I know they listen.
Well, of course they're listening. Whether or not they believe me is another thing, but remember, it's in their DNA to strike the West. And even though I say the West is setting them up to absorb a nuclear...
But hasn't it been the West that's been striking Russia?
Well, in what way?
No, I mean, Napoleon, Hitler. I mean, I get Russia has been expansionist at some periods.
Well, yeah, and look, Russia has got major preparations for a major nuclear war going on. And, I mean, look at the Satan II missile system that's being deployed. And we've disarmed our missiles. We've taken our Minuteman IIIs down from 3 warheads to 1 warhead.
To entice an attack.
Yeah, I think to feign weakness in order to get an attack.
Again, the Satan warhead would destroy a landmass the size of Texas. Not the course of your chomping at the bit.
It's, I mean, there's a couple of elements to add into this. First of all, China... focus is also South China Sea. Let's not forget about that. I mean, China has got its own natural sphere of influence concerns over Southeast Asia, and that's at play here, too. China, I don't think, really wants to have a major war over North Korea, but China's not going to rein in North Korea. It's going to be extremely difficult. Always, any war is impossible.
And if we're going to launch an attack, doesn't it have to be all out?
Well, that's the problem, is you see, again... I think Trump will launch, at least initially, a limited strike. I think he'll try to make a point and do the least.
And then see if North Korea responds bigger.
And see if he can't then start the discussion. In other words, the point is, let me get your attention. Okay, now I've got your attention. These are the things we have to talk about. And let me get your attention strike, China would hold. I think North Korea would probably not respond in a massive way. It's still very iffy. And
do you agree with Skousen that it's that once he realizes we're serious, he might back down?
Well, I think the first step is get his attention, get China's attention, let them know that this is no longer the...
Man, I got 4 kids. I just can't believe that in the next month, clearly, I mean, the next month, 2 months, I mean, they say Trump's time's running out. And then Kim Jong-un says, oh, it's your fault. You're dancing around a powder keg. It's Kim Jong-un dancing around on a powder keg.
Well, and look, also, you've got all this collusion nonsense with the, the GOP colluding, Trump colluding with the Russians is nonsense. What the Russians are thinking, though, is if Trump can be destabilized, if there's any way to destabilize Trump Russia takes that to their...
Yeah, I don't usually agree with Lindsey Graham, but he even said like a month ago on CNN, he said, we have all these communiques with Russian ambassadors and people on the phone to Russia going, we have Trump. He works for us now. We've penetrated him. And Graham says he's heard these. And he goes, there's no way they'd say that over an open line unless it was on purpose to hurt Trump.
Precisely.
So it gets really sophisticated. What do you think, Skousen?
Well, I think it's important to realize that, you know, Trump is heavily manipulated and he doesn't have the background to see through a lot of what's going on here. But he does see clearly what's going on in North Korea. Syria is another situation that we need to talk about in the sense that, you know, the Russians correctly, Putin in his two-hour meeting correctly got him to establish a no-conflict zone in southern Syria. And this was Russia's job to preempt the U.S. strategy, which is to put in enough troops to occupy enough territory that they will not give back to Syria in the eastern half of Syria as well as the south.
Now, the plan's always been to break that off.
Can I enter it into here, too? Another reason we're bringing in the JFK experts, and by the way, they're very anxious to come on the show. We're going to get the top experts in the country on JFK. The point is, again, with Jack Kennedy from Laos and then Vietnam, the generals were always pushing war, always saying, go to war. We can do this. Bay of Pigs. You had, you know, the generals all wanting to go into a major war. And this is the same push that's going on with Trump right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, Syria's not aiming ICBMs at people saying, here's a gift, I'm going to blow you up. And our government helped start that, so we morally need to pull out. So, I mean, going back to Skousen, because this is important, you're going to be here with us the next 3 days. I mean, I want to hear from both of you, but we're running out of time. What's your main point on Syria?
Well, the whole purpose in U.S. and British intelligence taking about half of the Syrian rebels and calling them ISIS and creating this new threat of ISIS was to get U.S. troops back into Syria. And that's exactly what's happened in the name of advisors. You have a lot of special forces in there, and the U.S. can infiltrate a lot of other forces from Jordan. I think what the U.S. wants is a reason to occupy. And you're going to see in the next few months that the U.S. Troops and military will start attacking Iran-backed militia as an excuse to bring in more U.S. troops into Syria. And that's how they're going to...
Sure. Who's behind the shoot down of the Syrian aircraft and the bombing of their armored columns? Is that deep state trying to suck Trump in deeper? Or did Trump really agree with Putin in that meeting, or at least tacitly, to split up Russia, or split up Syria with Russia?
Well, he did agree to allow the Russians to have military police monitoring and that semi-control over southern Syria, and the U.S. globalists have got to be very disturbed with what Trump agreed to.
So would you say Trump is being a peacemaker overall in Syria?
Yeah, after he talks to Trump. I mean, Putin really did make some points with Trump. He had Trump going very, very strongly towards making peace, and he undid a lot of the damage of his own advisors against
him. Which shows Trump has been truthful that he does want to stabilize and not have a water war. But McMaster, who 3 months ago was on TV saying, we're going to take out Assad too, literally arrogantly ignored the president and arrogantly did what he wanted on Fox News and CNN, which shows McMaster is literally doing whatever he wants, which is not a good point for Trump.
And remember also, at one point, Kennedy got close to Khrushchev, and what that did to the U.S. military was it made it feel like it was losing control. This was another trigger point for the U.S. military, and it's going to be...
I agree, but the Russians were communists then.
But see, I'm saying Trump and Putin, I think, could resolve a lot of problems together and would be very successful doing it. The military is going to come back and warmonger and going to push Trump in another direction. What I'm saying is a limited strike in North Korea... And by the way, occupying the Middle East is a fool's errand. I mean, the best thing you can do in the Middle East is let them all fight against each other.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't have ever put the radical Muslims in. That was, in fact, under Obama, we went even worse. Well, it made it even worse. But let me ask you this, and I'll ask Doc and then Joel Skousen. Briefly, if you're Trump, then what would you do about these two messes? Which, again, we don't want to be interventionists, but it's dragging us into it. What would you do? Then we'll get Joel Skousen to tell us.
Limited. Limited strike, get their attention. Limited involvement. In the Middle East, plan to pull out. I don't see permanent invasion or permanent occupation. I think it's a fool's errand.
Man, that sounds, I'm telling you, with North Korea, though, I agree with what you guys are saying. That tends to be what will probably happen. But what about rolling the dice with this guy, just letting him have that military in place?
We always can do that if it doesn't work. That's the backup. If it doesn't work, it's going to get your attention now. We're polite to you to try to get your attention. If you don't want to do that, we'll go the other
route. Well, that's another question for Joel Skousen, and then expanding on that question of what would you do if you were Trump. Do we have the forces in place that aren't the secret weapons to take out much of the North Korean military that's concentrated along the DMZ?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You might have to use tactical nukes to do the broad area weapons or... But clearly, I think there's going to be a two-stage approach. What I would recommend, one, hit them in a minimal thing, first of all, to not just make a statement, but to incapacitate his nuclear and his missile program. Watch him react. Use the reaction to take out the rest of his military. I would not go in with a first strike without preparing.
Of course, that's true. He's got so many decoys, the first strike lures out the real weapons.
Yes, and then take them out. Kim Jong-un needs to be defanged. In Syria, what I would do is get Trump to stop all aid to the Syrian rebels whatsoever.
Agreed.
And,
please.
Let the Assad take care of it. But I would also say, you know, Iran is not the enemy. The globalists, the neocons, are trying to take out Syria as a prelude to taking out Iran. The entire nuclear agreement is a trap. It isn't a giveaway to Iran. In fact, it has got so many gotchas in it that allows the Security Council to declare war against Iran at any time the U.S. decides that Syria is destabilized enough that we can go ahead and take Iran without Syria being a retaliatory threat to Israel.
Doc, do you agree with that?
Well, I think it's a little bit different in my analysis of it. I think, first of all, Iran is not the threat that North Korea is. Iran is going to take a much longer period of time as a much larger strategic game. And secondly, I don't want to rush into wars with Iran. I think we've got to, again, go through a process of containing Iran and going through a process of letting Iran know if they do develop a nuclear weapon, if they get to the point where North Korea is today, then they're going to go down the same path.
Let me ask you this. What do you guys think Trump's Saudi visit was about? And then why did all the Islamic terror kick off once he went there? He'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available
available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
You ain't seen nothing yet, folks. Paul Watson's coming up the next hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news site's Infowars.com. Our backup site's PrisonPlanet.com. A few other questions I didn't get to with Joel Skousen. What is mainstream media going to do? They have almost no viewers. CNN, even mainstream media, admits is dead. They've all turned on it. Comey, it turns out, the Hill reports, lied, and it was a classified memo, and didn't give it to the Justice Department. That was a felony. Everything they accused Trump of, they've done in triplicate. We're not vindictive people, but Trump, I think, and the Justice Department, I mean, it's their job. We need to start seeing indictments of Democrats. Finally go after them. This country's in a soft civil war. They've got, you know, the Black Lives Matter group running around saying kill cops and everything, trying to start a civil war. I mean, I'm not a person, I'm anti-police state, by the way. They're the ones trying to create a civil war to bring in a real one. Joel Skousen, what do you make of the state of the media, Comey, all of this? I mean, what does Trump do to take the gloves off, or what's your advice to him?
Well, first of all, he's got to realize that they are destabilizing him constantly. The White House is in constant disarray, constantly on the defensive, and they can't do anything positive. Trump doesn't have any time to actually sit down and figure out what's going on in the world because he is fighting one defensive battle after another, and they're going to just keep this up constantly. That's why they don't release any of the results, and they won't probably, of this Russian investigation, because they don't have anything other than what they've leaked before. And so I don't think Jeff Sessions is going to do anything, frankly. He seems to be totally stymied. He, you know, unwisely recused himself from Russian things and let his deputy, an Obama appointee, take over that thing, and he's sabotaging that along with Robert Mueller.
I agree, and don't you agree, this isn't about worshiping Trump. He is real. He's not perfect. None of us are. He's under massive attack. We can't be babies like the media wants us to be and want instant gratification. It's up to us to make sure Congress gets in line. It's up to us to make sure we get more patriots elected. It's up to us to pray for Trump and realize this is real, and he is completely surrounded, and we can't sit here like armchair quarterbacks and bitch and complain. We've got to take action.
And let me say also, I think Trump is he's gaining knowledge of how the system works. I think every day he gets a clearer idea how he's subverted from within. The Clinton and the Obama appointees are there to subterfuge him constantly. And I think within the next 6 months, he's going to take control of the bureaucracy much more firmly, including justice.
Well, they're feeling the heat. They had the CIA in public affairs yesterday saying shut down Cernovich, shut down independent media, shut down Jones. They're identifying who our deep state people are. Well, yeah, we're getting that directly from the White House, and they know it. We know where they're eating, what they're doing. I mean, there is a fight going on, and Trump's giving them rope. Closing comments, Joel Skousen.
Well, sadly, I don't think I think they're going to keep the heat on Trump. They're surveilling everything he does, waiting for an impeachable offense. They're going to throw the book at him, and he is never going to have 1 minute of rest. So I don't see him ever sitting down with a game plan of taking back from the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy is totally lost to Trump, including the State Department.
But he is getting Supreme Court justices. I mean, there are some good things happening.
And he always looks like he's losing until he wins. I've said that about Trump.
Don't you think, though, I think he's turned the corner on the Russia thing. I mean, that's, yes. What do you think, Joel?
Yeah, I think he had a good relationship with Putin. Putin is not our enemy in Syria. They are our enemy in terms of a global conflict and preparing for that in the future. I just want to make one closing comment before I leave about Dr. Corsi's comment about the military being aggressive. It isn't really the military. These people are yes men to the higher leaders who are globalists and neocons. They're the ones that have an aggressive
that's
agenda.
Right. I'm not saying that, exactly.
I agree with that, of course.
All right, World Affairs Brief. People should subscribe to it. Get his book, both his books, and the film Strategic Relocation at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the fluoride-free, high-quality Super Blue toothpaste with colloidal silver and iodine back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. When you fund us, we fight for truth. DNA Force is back in stock. Myco ZX is back in, both discounted, 20 and 30% respectively. Please continue to fund the operation, InfoWarsStore.com, and spread the word about not just InfoWars, but our entire family of patriots. 4 hours straight ahead. Thank you, Joel Skousen.
Pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Thank you, Joel. Great. I'm a great.
To GCN.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's just so smart. We'll be right back. 4th hour.